This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I just got off the phone with Roger Stone. He has got huge news, the biggest ever. It just gets bigger every time. He's down. He's going to be down here, by the way, next week in studio with us, wargaming a lot of stuff. It is, of course, Tuesday, the 24th day of May, 2016. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. A lot of big guests today, including Roger Stone. Look at DrudgeReport.com if you're a TV viewer. Vince Foster lives, resurrected by Trump's incredible courage. Trump launches a new line of attack. When I talked to Stone just a few minutes ago, he just got off the phone with Trump. In a long conversation, Stone was so energized. Absolutely energized. Just, man, this guy has got so much courage. And wait till what he does next. He has the Clintons, well, you know what, in their pants. I mean, this is beautiful to see somebody stand up against these bullies and go toe-to-toe. It's amazing. We're going to talk VP for Trump and more today. It's huge. But first, a very important report to show how stupid Bernie Sanders supporters are out on the West Coast with Mark Dice.
Just getting people's comments on Bernie Madoff now being chosen by Bernie Sanders to be his VP.
I got nothing for you.
I'm digging your shirt, though.
Yeah, I dig your shirt, though.
Here, let me give you some stickers.
I'm hoping you
can go.
Oh,
you want to switch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders bringing Bernie Madoff aboard as his vice presidential pick to, you know, sort of help clean up Wall Street. Good idea, you think?
I think it's a good idea.
Madoff kind of knows Wall Street insider, former Wall Street insider himself, so now it looks like it'll be Bernie, which is kind of unique as well.
All the Burns.
Do you think that's a good idea?
I'll say so, sure.
Bernie Sanders just announced his vice presidential choice, Bernie Madoff, the Wall Street wizard. So now it's Bernie 2016, just getting people's comments. Good idea choosing Bernie Madoff as his running mate?
I heard, I don't know Bernie Madoff, but one person told me about him and said good things. So if he's as good as the person says, then I'm all for it.
You trust Bernie's decision, right?
From what I heard, what I was told by this person about what Bernie's about, I'm all for it.
Okay. Bernie Madoff, the Wall Street wizard. So now it's going to be Bernie.
Wow.
2016. Good choice? Picking Bernie Madoff as his VP, even though they have the same first name?
I think it's pretty cool. Pretty badass. Yeah.
Just getting people's opinions on whether that's going to help his candidacy. Do you think that'll give him a little boost in the polls?
I think a financial advisor is probably a good thing. Everyone's worried about the economy.
Hold on.
So everyone's worried about the economy, so having someone with a strong background in finance would be good for his campaign.
Madoff has decades of knowledge of financial advising and insider knowledge, so it's a good idea, basically, to bring him aboard as Bernie Sanders' VP?
I think so, yeah. Having a strong finance background, that's what we're all looking for.
So you're feeling the burn even more now.
Feeling the burn.
It's Bernie 2016 now that it's Bernie Sanders and Bernie Madoff.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for your thoughts.
No problem.
Bernie's coming to town tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he also has announced his VP pick, Bernie Madoff, so the Wall Street wizard. That's so funny.
Madoff is no good.
Oh.
Bernie, okay.
We got to talk to the millennials. They know. Anybody over the age of, like, 30, then their brain starts to function properly.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders has enough faith in Bernie Madoff to bring him aboard and officially endorse him as his VP. You think that's probably still a good idea? I mean, you still support Bernie, right?
Yeah. I would assume from his other policies that he knows what he's talking about.
Bringing Madoff aboard, obviously he's quite familiar with his, you know, financial history and everything he's done. So just checking to see if people think it's a good idea or if you were going to flip over and support Hillary because of the Bernie Madoff issue.
No.
Still support Bernie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But Bernie has announced his VP running mate now.
Let me trade that down. Full reports up on DrudgeReport.com. And, of course, Infowars.com. Mark Dice doing a great job of MarkDice.com. Of course, if you're a new viewer or maybe a fake intellectual liberal and you're tuning in for the first time, and Bernie Madoff's one of the most famous swindlers and Ponzi scheme operators in history and was probably murdered in prison and stole over $10 billion. And these people just act like pseudo-intellectuals.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Whoa, I am just beside myself right now by all the incredibly good things that are happening. Well, there's also a paradox, obviously, to that. Evil, corruption, is just running rampant. The more it gets exposed, and the more opposition it runs into, the faster it steals, and the faster it tries to corrupt, to hide money offshore, to protect themselves, but also to try to just overthrow common sense and reality in some desperate attempt to save themselves, which in history, the establishment knows, corrupt systems always end up coming down and very, very catastrophically. Wow. I had an amazing conversation with Roger Stone today. Unbelievable. I just wish I could tell you all the stuff he told me. Unbelievable. He's coming down here. He was coming this weekend, but he's got family stuff. I've got family stuff. Coming next Thursday, Friday in studio, and then we're in a war game over the weekend. But Roger Stone, there's a big article in the New York Times where they basically hone in and go, "Yeah, this is the political brain of Trump. Trump makes his own decisions and is real smart, but it is Stone, And Stone doesn't like to say that on air because he, quite frankly, he likes some of the attention, but he doesn't want the establishment to figure out exactly who the top general is here under the main leader. But the New York Times basically says it, so it can basically now be said. It says Trump and Clinton's clash, two operatives duke it out in their shadows. And then it's David Brock, the pansy, who constantly attacks us every day with disinformation and garbage. So you've got this little wannabe unicorn hopping around, and then you've got Stone over there on the other side. But it's a very, very interesting article. But let's shift gears out of that. He's coming on in the third hour today. Paul Watson from London, England will be hosting the fourth hour. DrudgeReport.com has three of our stories up on it today. But we'll get to those later. Vince Foster lives. Trump launches a new line of attack. And there's a big Washington Post article where they are soiling their knickers here. They need some new Pampers immediately, and the system is panicking. We are in their heads, to quote Stone. They are freaking out behind the scenes. I only wish I could tell you. But Trump is for real, folks, and he is absolutely a wild man. A wild man. I mean, can you imagine what the Clintons are doing behind the scenes right now? They are so scared. They are trying everything they can. I don't think Newt Gingrich is going to get the VP spot, no matter how many hundreds of millions get thrown around or offered. Oh. Anyways, I'm just going to let Roger Stone come on, and he can tell you as much as he can tell you in the third hour. But I don't ever get butterflies, and I was driving over here in the car before I went on air because I got ready at home today. And he was telling me things, and it was just, I had butterflies just. Especially because I've known Stone for years. I met him at some JFK events and knew he was a big operative with Nixon right through Reagan and Bush and knew he kind of did the recount. So I was kind of like, ew. But then I know over the last decade, he's written a lot of books and exposed what's going on, really the last 14 years. And he's the real deal. But, man, everything he's told me has come out true, right on target. I mean, it's most political operatives, it is a bunch of delusional baloney that comes out of them, and not with Stone. So I'm just really excited about him joining us today, and I'm going to press him on as much as he can get out and as much as he can say. Now, that said, I am just really happy. For those that are a new generation and don't remember, there were dead bodies all over the place in Arkansas, dead bodies all over D.C. Vince Foster was rolled up in a carpet and taken out of a cat house and taken and, you know, thrown in the park. His office was also, you know, totally expunged and cleaned up. They murdered him. And Larry Nichols told you last week that you would see this next week and the week after, didn't he? Didn't the little birdie tell you? So I have lots of little birdies, not just Stone, not just Larry Nichols. I have other birdies. And it's amazing that folks know I'm honorable and I'm on the team that wants to defend the Republic. And it's just, it's incredible to have the CIA, the FBI, federal marshals, Delta Force over the years, not even give me classified information, just say, this is what's coming next, and then to hint at what's coming after that. And let me just say, there are people in this government and in corporations that love this country and have just been waiting for the American people to get up off their butts and help them take the Republic back. You think most people in the military and our government like the fact they've shut down half our power plants, crippling the country? That right there is just, you turn those back on, boom, our economy comes back right there. And do decent trade deals, fair trade deals, our economy roars back. They've been trying to hold the economy down as much as they can and make people quit working and make them go on welfare and make them deal drugs and make them give up. And we just won't do it. So they're just running around now going, we're going to put tranny bathrooms in. Your kids don't belong to you. We're more fluoride in the water, just trying to suppress us. We're going to bring in tens of thousands of people with TB and put them in school with your kids. Just trying to see how they break our will. And George Soros running around financing his operatives going in, little white punk kids, I say kids, the little scummy adults, going, deck the halls with dead cops, la, 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 time to shoot some pigs. It's obvious to everyone, foreign operatives trying to start wars and race wars and kill the cops. That just woke the police up and pushed them over the edge. They now know what's happening. it's amazing. It's not like we're poor Russians that were under the czars for 500 years and had been oppressed as serfs. They weren't perfect. They're better than communists, but yeah. Okay, you took over there and killed tens of millions of innocent people because you got off on it because they were Christians. Okay, you run around an Arab Spring and killed millions of Muslims who didn't have any rights or any freedom ever. Just because you dumbed everybody down and bankrupted a lot of Americans doesn't mean there's still a lot of people that know what's going on and are politically active and armed to the teeth. And it's not going to be like some candy land where little pot-bellied commissars run around, you know, with Glenn Beck and have their way with the American people. You guys may sit around up in your boardrooms all day and have delusions of grandeur, but you have screwed this country over. You even think that you're the reason this country has been successful while you try to strangle it in its bed. It's just not happening. Not happening. You want to fight? You better believe you got one. You got a will? We got a will. False flag all you want. Pull whatever garbage you want. The military and the police now know, on average, what's going on. Are there some globalists and operatives in all those groups that are going to sit there and try to work with the New World Order and do traitorous stuff? Absolutely. But there are just as many or more patriots who now realize their backs against the wall. It's only going to get worse until we all do the right thing, and you're starting to see that happen. And people just can't believe that we can fight back against tyranny. They can't believe we can have any success. We can. Biblically, let's say it's the end times beginning. Well, if we all act like Jonas and go warn the people, then we get the 100-year reprieve, folks. This, God always gives us a chance to change our destinies. God always gave Israel over and over again chances to repent and turn back. And sometimes Israel didn't, sometimes Israel did. But that's how it works for every civilization and every culture. And we're in a magical, mystical time right now of great good and great evil. And this is the time that all men must come to the aid of their families and humanity and basic free speech. Even the Washington Post has come out and is horrified by Facebook and internet censorship, and is saying we've got a serious problem with censorship because Chinese censorship worked, and we're starting to adopt that here. Yes, and Zuckerberg's working with them, and Glenn Beck comes out and says, the public just does, conservatives are just stupid. They don't know how to use social media. He actually said that. It's a fair algorithm. No one's censoring it. Facebook's own whitewash admits that rogue employees have been doing it. It's not rogue. I have the notices. We have a guest coming on next hour who this week, late last week, was sent a notice and said, you're suspended for talking about Facebook censorship when it was in the news. This has happened to us many times. We've written articles. We have the screenshots. It's like denying the drone program exists when it exists. And he sits there and preys on his listeners. I mean, he is just a frickin' liar. Excuse me. And says it's not going on. I mean, I got the quotes right here. And he says, everything's fine. He says, you just don't know how to use Facebook. When Facebook admittedly censors their users, radio hosts, TV hosts, you name it, and then sits there and denies they're doing it when they send you a notice suspending you, and if you get three of them, they just terminate your account. And we're here saying, don't do that to us. That's what Nazi Germany did from 35 or so to 1940, was first just not let people have commerce, not let different people they didn't like advertise in newspapers. And then it was knock their windows out and steal their cash registers. When they start shutting guns down, being able to be sold in stores, they're ending it. When they start shutting your speech down on so-called third-party commons, they're ending it. I'm going to skip this network break. This is so important. We're talking about free speech. It'll all be gone if we don't make sacrifices now and defend it. I mean, even the Washington Post sits there and goes, yeah, a lot of censorship is starting to happen. It really can happen. We shouldn't let it happen. Some members of the press are getting it. But not Glenn Beck, because he's there to tell you it doesn't exist, even when they admit it exists. Here it is. Breitbart, Glenn Beck blasts conservative critics as progressives on the right, says Facebook leans left because conservatives don't know how to use social media. Yeah, forget the Facebook whistleblowers. Forget their own internal reports saying, well, we didn't do it at the top, but yeah, our employees did. No, no, no. It didn't happen. He just thinks his listeners are so stupid that they're not going to go look that up. I mean, it's incredible. Here it is. Facebook admits rogue employees may have shown bias against conservatives. Social media giant denies systematic discrimination. The online giant denied that it had shown systematic political bias, but admitted employees played a bigger role than previously acknowledged in determining what news is highlighted in the trending topic section. Yeah, what to feed everybody's pages. To not let individuals share something with the vote of ideas and research and open market of ideas and free association, but to make you think that's happening and then choose the trends and choose the news you see. We used to do Google bombs where we just have our millions of listeners go search a topic. It would go to the top almost every time. They just change their algorithm to where they choose. And Facebook has adopted that. In fact, you can actually say we're part of going to that model because they cannot stand the will of the people and what you're really looking at and doing, changing that and affecting that. So I'm going to be getting to all of this today because it's all about censorship. It's all about control. Drudge has flashbacked to a Kit Daniels transcripted article of Drudge when he was here with us in October of 2015. Boy, I'd love another parachute in from Drudge every once in a while. Drudge, Facebook, Twitter, Internet, ghettos designed to demoralize individuals. And I get Drudge only gives an interview every 4 or 5 years. It's time to give it to us or give it with do an interview with Trump. I know he's ready to talk to Drudge person to person. Ready to happen, Drudge. I've told you that. Give you Stone's number right now. I'm sure you already got it. Or Trump. Boom. Let's do it. And magnify what you're saying. Magnify what Trump's saying. Or come here. Let's do it. Because there's a quickening. There's an acceleration. I get it's good that you only talk every once in a while so folks listen, but now you've been proven right. You warned us last year. Now here we are 9 months later, and it's all come true. It's all coming true. The nightmare's happening. You were right. So the Supreme Court justice that told you it was coming was right. So things are compressing. I think every 9 months, every year, whatever, give birth to some new ideas here. You know, tell us what other intel you've got. But regardless, I guess he is. He's re-trumpeting what he said 9 months ago. Drudge, Facebook, Twitter, Internet ghettos designed to demoralize individuals. Corporate-controlled social media killing open range of ideas on the Internet, Drudge says. He went after Facebook. He went after them all. He said they make you think you've got a way to talk to folks, but you're being suppressed. You're being blocked. Totally proven right. And then it ties into this article out of the Washington Post. China, scary lesson to the world. Censoring the Internet works. China is trumpeting its version of Internet, quote, sovereignty. And it's now the model they're trying to push all over the world. And the answer is they tried to pass this 6, 7 years ago in Australia. People said no. You got to say no to the censorship and no to people that come out and say conservatives are wrong. They're not being censored. But last week he came out and said, well, there is some radical stuff that needs to be censored. So it's like, yeah, we need to censor. Zuckerberg's an incredible guy. And as long as my stuff gets out there, I'd love, I mean, this is sick. And I'm not just going after Beck here, but he is the example of someone who claims he's with us, but is openly against us. He is worse than Boehner, worse than Paul Ryan, because we've always known those guys are establishment people. But Beck is just a Trojan horse. And his colleagues don't like him in radio, in his own network. I mean, he is an arrogant, horrible person. And I've called him a devil and all that because he wants to call people a devil if they vote for Trump and you're going to go to hell. Give me a break, okay? You're the one out there accusing everybody, saying they're evil, claiming you speak for God, and you are a backstabbing person. And Breitbart, everybody else has picked up my rant. Drudge has picked up my breakdown from Sunday where I was, I tried to be calm, but they did pick up the more spicy terms where I said he's like a snake on his little pot belly, you know, groveling before Zuckerberg. But it's true. It is so disgusting, and I just, he represents that whole culture of George Will going, we are the sovereigns in the Republican Party, the superdelegates, word is he was going to be one, and we will decide who is suitable, not the plurality of a mere majority of voters. And the headlines, Glenn Beck has finally sold out to Facebook and Obama. I want to tweak that. The headline I want is Glenn Beck has openly sold out to Facebook and Obama. He's always been a creepy, pro-abortion, nasty little creature. Ugh. I'm going to stop talking about it. It's just, he's there telling you that Facebook isn't doing this, and it's admitted. In fact, can we put up the article that was on InfoWars.com over the weekend with Southern, the lovely and intelligent reporter that is coming on from the Rebel.media. She goes out and just shows how crazy the feminists are and how anti-woman they are and just how nuts they are. And, how anti- and she's got all the screenshots. Facebook bans conservatives for complaining about censorship. Social media giant back to its old ways despite much heralded meeting with conservatives. Yeah, the truth is it only stopped doing it. It was like 4 or 5 days, and all of a sudden all of our stuff surged, and then it just went right back to it, and everybody else has got censored even more. They, like, clamped down even more once they figured out, we'll take care of this Senate hearing, we'll handle it, get rid of the people in management positions that are blowing the whistle and go right back to it even worse than ever to shut these people up. Well, sorry, we're on almost 200 radio stations, dozens of TV stations and cable systems, global shortwave, millions of people getting the free podcast, tens of millions every few days watching our videos on different platforms conservatively. Facebook is one of our biggest referrals. It is as big as Drudge. The two biggest referrers are basically month to month or neck and neck, Drudge and Facebook. Drudge and Facebook. But Drudge is more intelligent, informed people, and the Pentagon, the White House, the politicos all look at it. Facebook, it's a bunch of, I'm not knocking them, but it's a bunch of, you know, hairdressers and, you know, school teachers and folks that are smart, I'm sure, but are more into gossip. I mean, we get trash traffic from Facebook. But it's okay because we want to wake people up. When I say trash traffic, I mean, it's, we have algorithms on all of it. So everything's just built to surveil. We can't help it. It's the way it works. We can go right in and just go, these are a bunch of poor, dumb people that all have degrees and are pseudo-intellectuals and bag groceries at the local grocery store. I mean, it's like the Mark Dice thing we played at the start of the show. Almost every person he talked to in L.A., they're on the coast, it was 9 out of 10, as usual, that's the number, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, sometimes 10 out of 10, it's about 9 out of 10, said, yeah, we want Bernie Madoff to be his VP, Bernie Sanders. And he would talk about everything. And they could say, oh, yeah, absolutely, I did my research. Yeah, it's a very smart economic background. Oh, of course, what we need. They just want to act like they're smart. They don't know what planet they're on, okay? And so, I'm sorry, they were able to teach Helen Keller how to write and how to talk and everything. She was a wonderful lady, but it's like Helen Keller. That's what we call trash traffic. These people do not know what planet they're on, and they stop me and go, you're the guy? And I got dozens of them go, I saw you saying Michelle's a tranny. She kind of does look like one. And I go, look, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but she looks like a man, and they're trying to censor people that say it, and Joan Rivers said it was dead, and so I'm going to say it, okay? And it's taken out of context and fed to you so that you freak out over it. But that's the way I reach out to you. And they just go, and it's, I'm afraid of them. There's no, they have dull eyes, black, white, Hispanic, you name it. They are, and that's what MSNBC is all about, how smart they are. These people are the biggest chump morons the galaxy has ever seen. The known universe. I mean, but they have this, I'm smart. What's that word mean? How many degrees you got? Oh, I'm sorry. I quit college because I was already so hugely successful and, making almost as much money a year as the president does a year when I was 24. That means you're a failure. Oh, yeah, I'm a failure. I wanted to be an engineer, I'd go to school. I wanted to be a lawyer, I'd go to enter the guild and kiss the rings. I didn't do that. And by the way, you guys all say It's bad to make money, but you want money, other people's money. I took the money I made and put it all back in to build something Americana and original to take tyrants on head on. And you know what? The American dream still lives as this rhinoceros out-of-control operation rolls over the enemy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Look at these headlines from GrubsReport.com. Sanders warns of messy summer. That is, he's really winning and they want to steal it from him. Not a monarchy. It's true. Women wary. I'm not with her. London Guardian. Yeah, I mean, Hillary is a mob boss, war criminal, crazy woman that brags about killing people that she didn't personally kill. And then, I mean, even if you kill people, you don't brag about it, lady. And I know your folks have killed a lot of people, but you haven't personally done it, you witch. Probably can't even mow the yard. You're so weak. Excuse me. And then she says she's, you know, under attack and sniper fire. I mean, she's a Brian Williams on steroids, but rape ad features Juanita Broderick, who we've had on before. Bill tells panic Dems, just relax. You know, like the women you rape? Salon, Trump is going to win. And they say it's because of the tidal wave of fascist vitriol. You people promote pedophilia, and you say our kids don't belong to us, freaks. I mean, you just kept poking and punching and, you know, globalists blowing up federal buildings and blaming it on us. We know about what you did. And I was just handed another article during the break, an incredible one. I'm just totally overwhelmed now. Where they're coming out in mainstream news saying, reading to your kids, will you guys print me that again? Reading to your kids, Buckley gave it to me. I got 500 articles here, I'm not exaggerating. Reading to your children. This is what colleges are now teaching, and even teaching them how to speak is racist and elitist, and that you should not tutor your kids or have private schools and actually make them dumb. That's like, you know, them trying to teach in schools Ebonics. Well, jive talk from city to city is different. Just like hillbilly talk from Kentucky is different than East Texas. There are people in East Texas, white people, that talk like this. McDonald's, come on, big girl. You don't go then turn that into a language, set up a chair at a university and spend $10 million a year teaching people how to understand the beautiful dialect. And it's the same thing with jive. Absolute garbage that they want us to adopt so no one can communicate with each other. This is the end of language, and now they've come out in major news. I had three articles. I'll find it here in a minute. I was reading during the break. That's why my head is just spinning. I mean, this is official. They're going to say now it's evil if you can talk. And I always said if you can tie your shoelaces or 2 plus 2 equals 4 or you have language like Idiocracy, the genius Mike Judge. This guy is so smart behind the scenes. People say, man, it's weird. Mike Judge doesn't talk to anybody because he thinks he's not arrogant. He's just, people can't really talk to somebody with 180 IQ. He helped design the F-18. I mean, he was like the main project manager on the F-18 before he dominated the world and made $3 billion in animation. Excuse me. Good friend of mine. I'm not name dropping. He's just amazing. Amazing. He talks to me. I'm proud that he talks to me. And in Idiocracy, they bring him into the court. And the guy is able to talk. He was just a 75, 80, 90 IQ maybe guy back, you know, in the year 2000 and whatever. But the future, everybody's so dumb. He talks like Faye. And his own lawyer's laughing at him. And he's like, well, wait, don't I get to put on evidence? And I'm just like, shut up, fag. Everything he put out was a hit. They didn't even show that in one theater, but L.A. and Austin legally cover it and delisted it in the movie phone system, so people couldn't even find it back by the time you called in to find where a movie was playing nationwide. He told me even more privately about it, but on record he told about the censorship. They saw that film and got so scared of it because that's their actual plan. People sometimes will walk up to you if you're reading a book and go, what you reading? Think you're real smart? I have seen it happen, and it's happened to me. I was in Cancun once when I was 16 reading Order of the Death's Head. And I had these big muscle guys come over and go, what are you reading a Nazi book for? And I went, it's not a Nazi book. It's an award-winning book about the SS. Very interesting to understand government. They go, wow, who are you? Why do you know all this stuff? And I'm sitting there, and I was in really good shape. And everything. They're like, well, what are you, a college student? I'm like, no, I'm 16. They're like, well, we're Italians. They're Italian-American guys. They're like, we're Italians. We don't like Nazis. And I went, really? Mussolini was a Nazi. And actually started the whole fascist movement. The Nazi salute comes from Rome. Whoa, how do you know all this stuff? You're weird. They're like, well, actually, we're kind of like, you know, mobbed up gangsters. Here's our girlfriends. Yeah, these hot girls. Come party with us and hang out. But, wow, you read a book. And it was like, they're like buying me margaritas and stuff. We had some more fun after that. But the point is that they were just blown away that I was reading a book. I always thought about Order of the Death's Head because that's one of the books I read that just had so much about secret societies and how stuff really worked. And British intelligence had already infiltrated Hitler when he was just a member of the Nazi party but was already planning to maybe put him in power. They had a bunch of other people that were pushing. Can you guys Google Order of the Death's Head and like put that cover up? It's got like Hitler and the SA marching in Munich on the cover of it. But I mean, it's wild where I'm not even bragging saying I'm that smart, but it is bizarre that they now want to basically imply it's illegal to be able to talk. Or if your child knows how to read, that's bad now. See, they're going to reduce everything to make us equal. They're going to make us all dumb as possible. And they're now going to the next phase, admitting it. Now, there it is. The Order of the Death's Head. The story of Hitler's SS. That is a very important 800-page book. Read it twice. $62. Wow. All right. I'm going to shut that down. But I will get those articles where they're now calling for that and cover it coming up. Let me just give you what else is going on here. I am so excited about Trump coming out and going after the Clintons with Vince Foster's death because they killed him. We got him. And the fact that Nichols has all the files that have been ignored until now, and Inquirer is coming out next week with it. This has got them scared because no one has ever taken them on like this. And this is just such an epic time to be alive. I can also feel the danger level of it. And so that's another reason I'm so excited. Plus the other information I've been told, which is just hard to even do a broadcast when you know stuff like this, but I've just got to sit here as a real journalist and not talk about it. Not until the time. Trump escalates attack on Bill Clinton. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is revealing some of the ugliest political chapters of the 90s. With escalating personal attacks on Bill Clinton's character. By the way, I was watching Fox News this morning. Three different reporters over an hour and a half of different shows that I was watching while I was getting ready and researching and then working out, they kept saying, oh, the stuff of the 1970s and 80s. No, it was the 90s, and they were covering it up, and they're trying to make it sound old. And then I kept hearing other hosts say it off teleprompter. So that's the level of disinfo, even on Fox. Because the Clintons and others are like, we made a deal with you and News Corp. We're not going to come after you for your hacking scandals. We made a deal with you. We didn't have the Justice Department indict you. Leave us alone. And so imagine they're trying to sit on all those reporters and have them engage in disinformation, and Sean Hannity's not doing it. Bill O'Reilly is. He was attacking Trump last night, like saying, stop going there with Clinton. Oh, you're supposed to say he's going after women, Trump's hurting women, and it's not true, but then Trump's just supposed to sit there while Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton basically stand over him and just shovel garbage on him. Oh, he's not doing it. And Trump said, listen, I'm being attacked. I'm not starting this. They hit me. I'm going to hit back. So we're going to town. And he came out this morning with the Vince Foster stuff. In one recent interview, Trump said another topic of potential concern is the suicide of former White House aide. It was a serious death and cover-up, which remains the focus of intense and far-fetched conspiracy theories on the Internet. You mean the police report, the witnesses, the fact that we don't believe known liars, stuff like that? Like Hillary said she didn't have a server or extra email, but she did. Like all the other lies? It's the one thing with her, whether it's Whitewater or whether it's Vince Foster or whether it's Benghazi, it's always a mess with Hillary, Trump said in the interview. So he's letting them know, you want to take the gloves off, we're going to do it. But again, everything's okay because Glenn Beck came out and said, we have progressives on the right. That's right. We're the commies now. We're the globalists now. Not him, meaning with Zuckerberg, who's censoring. And Zuckerberg's own report admits they have employees censoring people. But he goes further and just says, it isn't happening. Well, you heard Glenn Beck. You heard him. Laura Southern and everybody else, where they send you a letter and shut your account off and let you know it's suspended because you talked about censorship. Because you talked about censorship, we're going to censor you because it doesn't exist. That is 1984. We're going to censor you because we're admittedly censoring, and you link to news articles where we're censoring, and you're a popular, beautiful young lady, and so we're just going to suspend you, and we're going to cut you off next time you do it. But we're not censoring you. So don't talk about what happened to you. Like Bill Clinton, you talk about the fact that I raped you, I'll send state police to break your freaking legs, lady, you understand? Or that of your brother or your son. And sometimes they send folks to break people's legs or kill them. It's the same thing. Hey, listen, you talk about censorship, we're going to shut you down. You self-censor and you sit down and you shut your mouth or it's over. My, those are large canines you have there, Mr. Zuckerberg. My, what big eyes you have. My, what big teeth you have. Yeah, all the better to eat us with, I know. predator. We put Zuckerberg, the consummate. Let's put up America Psycho Christian Bale's photo next to Zuckerberg's. We should start that meme and ask, who looks more like a psychopath, those two or Bill Hemmer on Fox News? And they're going for this psycho look more and more. I see more and more guys on Fox News reporters that look like psychopaths. Just the perfect hair, the perfect little face, and the sociopathic look in their little loving eyes. Now, there's that. Yeah, but let's show the American Psycho when he's being friendly, when he's being nice, not when he's killing. And then let's then cut to Glenn Beck and Mark Zuckerberg, and you just see the look because the eyes are like shark eyes. They're smiling, trying to look friendly, but it's an adapted face. Just like a angler fish, it looks like a pretty light, looks like a tasty, you know, glow-in-the-dark plankton. And little fish things. Boy, I found a big old juicy plankton or a big old, uh-oh. But you see, you don't see in the dark, laying there, stalking the big black fish with the big long teeth and the little shark eyes. Because there's nothing behind them but the gates of hell come into the darkness. If you saw Zuckerberg right now, you'd understand what I'm talking about. Hello. There's another little Fred. Come to me. Come to me, my child. I have ice cream in the van, in the white van. I have candy. Puppies. 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 Now let's see our American Psycho. Now, there's only one thing they fear. The wolves fear the sheepdog. And this is the return of the sheepdogs. Forged in history. Ready to take you on. You might be fast. You might be good in the dark. But our teeth and our jaws are twice the size of yours. And when we get them into your flesh, we don't let go. You don't have your sleek coat either. But your teeth can't get through ours. Not as easy, that is. And by the time you get your teeth into us, we've already got our teeth around your neck and have already snapped five or six times. That's why you fear us, don't you? And you know we're coming. We hunt the hunters. And we have emotion and love so much stronger than your evil. And much more terrible. Much more fearsome. Way, way more strong, and you know it. Your spirit of old knows, and your fall is here. You can say what you want about Trump, but he is the archetype of the man standing against the evil, going up against known killers, and they are scared. And that spirit is strong, regardless of what happens to Trump or myself or anybody else, Matt Drudge, Roger Stone. Let it be known the truth is out, and there's no putting it back in the bottle. You're not going to censor us and get away with it like communist China. It will be our undoing here. We have been running around for decades like chickens with our heads cut off, preparing and warning the people. And now they remember we warned them. And the truth is rising. When evil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. So have confidence, patriots. Take action and know what you do and the links you spread and the articles you email and the talk radio shows you call into and C-SPAN. And when you run for office and when you take action and when you give political donations, it doesn't matter if that even contributes to the victory. All of it thrown at the enemy will contribute in a tsunami of liberty and awakening. And your energy and your free will doing the right thing, providence will then align with that and God will step in. That's not magic. That's energy. That's the universe. That's how it works. And the enemy knows that. And the enemy is scared. That's why Obama's always saying, I need you to get behind me. I need you to believe. Don't lose faith when he speaks to the Democrat audience. Don't lose faith, Biden says. Don't lose faith. Yeah, I know it looks bad, but we care about you. We are going to deliver you. Believe in us. Or like the gods of Olympus, they will die. It's metaphysical. And they're dying. They're stumbling around. They're throwing everything they got at us, and they're getting weaker, and they're turning to sand. They're like the vampires they are. They're turning to ash. And the darker, more twisted ones of them are getting back further into the shadows. They're jumping on jets and running already. Just to be safe. Just to watch the carnage from afar. By the way, we are listener-supported. I want to see Hillary for President t-shirts everywhere. Every listener, a fraction of our audience has gotten these, and they're already all over the news, all over Trump rallies, all over everywhere. Everyone should go get a shirt, and the profit we make funds the operation. We need more funds. We're doing okay, but if I had a lot more money, I could do a lot more. I need more editors, more camera people. I need more reporters. I need more money to send people all over the place. We're all sail on. And we are moving and growing as fast as we can at a safe level. But I need to be strong up against the enemy. I need the provisions. These are war bonds. Go get the Hillary for President shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the X2, 20% off. It's going to end Sunday. 20% off on Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2, Coil Silver, Silver Bullet, Super Male Vitality. I'll be back soon, but Anthroplex is here. It's excellent. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and that's what we come with, just good, high-quality organic vitamins, minerals. Political speech is everything we promote is something we believe in. Non-GMO heirloom seeds, 10% off on the water filtration systems. Don't drink the water, folks. Even the well water is contaminated in most areas with glyphosate. You got to put it through filters. We have the best systems, lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off at checkout on the ProPure, the Alexa Pure, and other systems that are excellent. All your survival needs. It's so important that we all be on our toes and prepared and self-sufficient. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the support.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, the rest is home. North.
I'm going to cover this more next hour. Here's an article. It's in the National Reviews. It's in several other publications. Buckley dug this up this morning and actually went and looked into it and actually found the university teaching it. Professor, if you read to your kids, you're unfairly disadvantaging others. So see, you doing well in sports or anything is not racist. It's disadvantaging. So if LeBron James is, you know, better than, say, a 5'10" Hispanic guy or white guy at basketball because he's more athletic, he's taller, well, you got to then disqualify LeBron James. That's where this is going. This is so amazing. I'm going to cover that, but I wanted to just let you know the source of that when I said it. I've been telling you it's going there because that's their plan. They want totally mentally ill basket cases. There's another story up on drugsreport.com. I don't think I've ever seen four or five articles on there at once. Did we go to war? Indianapolis residents stunned by martial law drill, military drill. We thought the world was ending. I'll get to that coming up. But before I go any further, I wanted to just talk about just in the stack today. I didn't even set out to find these articles. I've got like 30 articles. I'll just cover some of them where the Clintons are involved in open corruption and just horrible stuff. Here's an example. Their whole green carbon tax fund that she was raising money for was to push fracking and to lobby for fracking. The oil companies, the big ones, are the ones. Dutch Royal Shell, BP, and ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil was one of the last about 12 years ago to go ahead and get on board, but they did. To push carbon taxes and shut down natural gas and coal. And it's in her emails that she was trying to shut down other cleaner energy and frack. You Al Gore with Enron came up with, in 1989, look it up, it's admitted, the carbon tax. It's written by oil companies to jack you. But I have pseudo-intellectuals go, I bet you're fine about the oil companies. Oh, yeah. Tell us about your oil, Alex. And I'm just sitting there going, well, actually, my family has natural gas, and we make money of oil, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's just all bull, folks. I don't get any money from any stuff. I got family gets a little bit of it. But that, it's like they accuse you, like, you're getting money. Here's Hillary openly doing it, screwing everyone over for fracking. And it just goes on and on. I mean, look at this stack of articles. I mean, all tied together. I mean, I always knew this. I always knew Ken Starr went after rape and stuff like that because they couldn't go after Chinese communists inside the White House and missile secrets and reentry MIRV technology. So not one warhead, but 20 warheads, you know, hit U.S. cities when one ICBM comes back into orbit over NORTHCOM. Total treason. I mean, they should be, well, you know, that's high treason. I mean, given our enemy system so they can nuke us. I mean, and it was all confirmed. Ken Starr wouldn't go there. Ken Starr, who tried to bury Bill Clinton, now only praises him. No, his lobbying firm was basically funded by the communist Chinese. It was all fake. They took the good impeachment that got started by David Shippers and others and derailed it. I had David Shippers on. I had congressman at the time from Georgia on who helped get it going. I mean, they told me this is what it was. And here it is all these years later, the New York Times resurrecting Ken Starr. 20 years later, we can just act like he's a great guy, see? The liberals can. He tried to bury him, but now he loves him. No, he saved him. First on CNN, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe under federal investigation for campaign contributions from a communist Chinese billionaire. There you go. That's what's going on here. Hillary Clinton's energy initiative pressed countries to embrace fracking, new email show, The Intercept. Yeah, shut off our energy. Make sure it all goes to the third world. They don't want us to have any in it. Here it is. Obama raided $500 million from the Zika Fund to finance UN's Green Climate Fund, which they just give to themselves. By the way, the UN pays money to him. He's on the carbon fund out of the mercantile in Chicago. They're just looting everything. I have dozens more of them looting foundations, robbing little kids, running around, and the left just goes, yay! Yeah, we like it. We like a strong woman.
Today.
Try to just run around with a battle axe chopping kids' heads.